We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into Jack Ramsey's After Dark. Danny Morang. Fun basketball is fun, isn't it? Let everybody kind of get in here real quick. Get the business stuff out of the way. Like, rate, view, subscribe. Welcome to the show. All of the good stuff. If you're new here, we appreciate you. If you're watching on YouTube Live, if you're watching the recording, either way, please come back, click subscribe, come back when we do our live shows, we do our hits, we do our video coverage, which will, the first videos of the season will be coming out this year. I am going to head to the Blazers practice on Sunday. We've got Saturday and Sunday off, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off from the Blazers. Sunday, I'm going down to the practice facility. I'm going to meet with a couple of players, and I'm going to get a couple interviews done, and then I've got a couple of videos, clips that I'm stringing together. Some trends to the first six games of the season. The Portland Trailblazers are now 5-1 after beating the Houston Rockets 125-111 in a the game the Blazers played with their food a little bit. That's real. But I think they knew they could. Let's hit on the obvious stuff. Anthony Simons and Yusuf Nurkic were really good tonight. Anthony Simons was a monster in the first half. Got loose again. He was 7 for 10 from 3 at half. I believe he was 8 for 11 from the field at half, if I remember right. The only shots he missed were 3 threes, if I'm tracking right. But he was 0 for 5 from 3 in the second half. Did get... some opportunities in the paint, did get some free throws, did stack up some assists, finished with a very Damian Lillard-esque 30.7 assists, 5 rebounds, stealing a block. Very, 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 very good game from Anthony Simons, 10 of 20, 7 of 15, 3 for 3. You really can't do any better than what he did tonight, filling in as the starting guy. The Damian Lillard role, very much... Anthony Simons slotted into. Yusuf Nurkic had his best game of the season. He had his biggest smoked layup of the season when he slipped the screen, got hit on the short roll, and he just looking around press row, was a lot of, are you kidding? But that's the only negative thing I'm going to say about Nurk, because otherwise he was tremendous. He dunked multiple times tonight. He realized that he was the biggest, strongest dude on the floor, and Houston had no answers for him. He flattened guys all night long, which he should do. He had 60 pounds on the biggest guy they had on him. Like, Garuba's a truck. Garuba is a, oh my, he looks like a 2K created player. Like, 6'8", all of the arms, like, max wingspan. I think he's like a 7'3", 7'4 wingspan. Just so long. And he's strong. He's a strong kid. Just, he's thick, but he's also, like, wiry strong. And Nurk moved him like he did not exist. Nurk rebounded, he blocked shots, he scored inside, he dominated. You could see him towards the end of the game fading a little bit around when he had about 26, 27 minutes play. You could see he was, ooh. But otherwise, a effort from Yusuf Nurkic tonight. It was fantastic. Both those guys, you expect them to do what they did. Jeremy Grant continues to just, you look at the box score and go, oh, he's got 15 points and a handful of rebounds and a handful of assists, and oh, he's got more steals, and oh, he's got more blocks. And it's like, he was a plus 22 tonight. Basically, he was on the floor. Everything went good. It was his worst three-point shooting night, I think, of the season at two for six. But he tremendous, tremendous stuff. Josh Hart continues to be a one-man fast break, rebounding his balls off. Starting lineup, the usual suspects, everybody showed up and did their job, beating an inferior opponent, doing everything they needed to do. Overall, very impressive. Not very impressive. I shouldn't say that. It was an impressive win that saw them get a win. It saw them get a win. And that is what you do on these nights. Did they blow them out? No. Did they take care of them? Yeah, they did. They did. Which is what you want to see happen. The only thing I think that Portland wishes they probably did was get to the free throw line a little bit more. But they hit 13 threes, which I think they'll take. I don't think they were thrilled about giving up as many as they did to Houston. But part of that is Eric Gordon and Dyson Nix both hitting truckloads of three. I think they finished 7 of 10. If you take their, I'm sorry, no, because it got a little bit worse than that. Because Gordon was 4 of, yeah, no, those two did finish 7 of 10, or excuse me, 7 of 11. Dyson got one more up because he was 3 for 3. But those guys were 7 of 11 from three, and they hit half their threes. So you take theirs out, they were 7 for 27. So they'll take their 3-point defense. They'll take their 3-point defense. I mean, Eric Gordon was hitting like 33 footers. And Dyson Nix was a guy in the G League who shot 33% from three and I think 54% from the free throw line. Not a guy that you typically worry about. Everybody else, Jalen Green was awful tonight. Jabari Smith never really got shots in rhythm. He looked like he did at Auburn, where he finally got the ball. He's like, I'm shooting this because you guys have missed me 16 different times, so I'm just going to shoot this. I don't care if it's a good shot or not. So that was fun. The Blazers get out in transition. It felt like they did a lot, but they actually got beat on the break by the Rockets 21-18, and that's after Greg Brown threw down an East Bay Funk dunk with 6 seconds remaining. So, but the Blazers, they generate some free throws. They did well enough on the glass. 30 assists tonight. They took really good care of the ball in the first half, and they puked it up in the second half, which is kind of what allowed Houston to make this a bit of a ball game. But I feel like at this point in time, it's stalling, to not mention Shaedon Sharpe. Let's roll this back real quick. Talked to Shaedon after the game, and Shaedon found out at shoot around this morning that he was going to start. And there was, he said he didn't really show emotion, but he was a little bit nervous. He had some butterflies. In the preseason, I asked him, I was against Maccabi Ra'anana. He threw down an alley-oop, and I was like, hey, was that a moment that you kind of knew that you arrived, that you could play with these guys, that you could play with the next level, and then a little bit more, a little bit more? I asked him kind of the same thing tonight. Did, you know, you had that kind of a moment? And he wasn't quite sure, but he just kind of said, yeah, I did. And we talked a little bit as he was walking out, and I got him again with the question. He was like, oh yeah, no, like when I started throwing stuff down, like that's when it did, like, yeah, that's what happened. And so he's that dude as an athlete. He's that dude as an athlete. For anybody who's followed kind of how I've talked about young players over the years, I'm pretty reserved with expectations and projections and stuff like that. Obviously, Ant was a guy that I said, you know, was it his first preseason game, I could see this guy being an elite shooter in this league. He's got the right tools. Just a matter of if he develops them or not, and he's developed them. He's one of the best shooters in the league.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
A guy like Sharp has elite tools. He has elite tools. Truly, truly elite tools. They're different tools than Anfernee. As good an athlete as Ant, and I talked to Ant about this, Shaden's athleticism is different. Ant's athleticism, he needs a few steps. He needs a little run-up. Shaden, just one step, go. Burst. He's a different athlete. He's strong. He's very, very strong for a kid his age. Just watching him more and more and talking to folks around the league, they're surprised at how efficiently and effectively he takes contact on both sides of the floor. Like, you don't see him getting bullied all that often. Like, bigs, they're gonna beat him up a little bit. I mean, it's just the nature of the beast. They're going to num-num-num-num-num-num, gobble his little ass up in that sense. But wings, I mean, he's not ready to take on prime Kawhi or PG, but he can hold his own physically for a 19-year-old. That was one of the questions I had, and I've been that question has been answered so far. One of the things I asked Shaden was if guys are finding him more in practice, and if that's translating to the game. He goes, "Yeah, no, they're kind of becoming more aware of me and." They kind of know where I want to be and where I want the ball and kind of what to look for. And you can see what's there. And what's there is a absolute freak rim running athlete. But that's not all he is. He's also got some shot creation tools. Like, if I'm projecting right now what he could or couldn't be, I'm bullish on his ability to get to the rim as a secondary shot creator. Like, if he's attacking on a second side closeout, like a 1-2 dribble type thing, very, very comfortable in it right now. His shot creation in the sense of one-on-one, he can get space to create his shot. I believe in that. He doesn't have the handle to create in space. I shouldn't say that. He has the handle to create space, but not to create in space or to get by guys yet. That's the development part as far as how far he's going to go. But he's got some juice, y'all. The players talk about him and they kind of reserve, you know, the how they talk about him in the sense of like, oh, he's a rookie, but there's some stuff there. There's some stuff there. There was a quote from Chauncey tonight. Let me pull it up here real quick, make sure I get it right. It just on his thoughts as far as how the kid did. He said, I thought he played well. He's must-see TV. You never know what he's going to do when he gets that runway like that. Thought he was solid overall, stuck the rotations, didn't try to overdo it, and then Chauncey just kind of talked about how how he fits in and just like little things that he did or didn't do and how he was coached up, and I thought it was really poignant, especially when you talk about Chauncey pregame really hit on that he wanted to get Sharp in there as a starter, surrounded by veterans, because they can kind of coach him in the moment and they could figure some stuff out and they can help him and they can guide him. And a lot of the questioning tonight to Chauncey, to Shaden, to Anfernee was about what does, like, if Sharp's this guy, if he's a dude, what does that do for the trajectory of the team this year and going forward? What does it mean if he's more ready than expected? And one of the things Chauncey said was, you know, we didn't really have expectations for him. Let's just get him in here and see what happens. Let's get him in here, see what happens. Okay. So far, through five games, excuse me, coming into tonight, I don't think NBA.com has been updated quite yet, but he was shooting 47% for the field and 6 of 12 from 3. So 15 to 32. He was one shot short of 50-50. So 15 to 32 from the field and 6 of 12 from 3. 6 of 9 from the free throw line. He'd only had 2 assists, but he had 17 rebounds, including 7 offensive, which there's some stuff there. There's some stuff there that's fun to look at. Is going, oh, okay, he's got a little bit of juice there on the glass. And that's kind of where I wanted to go with this, is kind of what Shaden is and what he looks like. Is he's a shitload of fun. that's what he is. Treat him as such this year. Treat him as such next year, to be honest. Because he's still a kid. He's still a kid. But you can see them make, the whole thing about rushing Ant and all that kind of stuff, timelines for everybody or for players are different. They're always different. But there's some stuff there to work with on multiple sides. And I think you saw it tonight. Overall, kind of getting back to the team, even though they gave up, was it 111? I thought the Blazers' defense was okay. I thought it was okay. The Rockets shot 43% from the field and 37% from three. Like, there was just a truckload of possessions. There's 184 shots in this game. They were getting up and down. They were getting up and down. And the Blazers played more than enough defense. I mean, like I said, Dyson Nix going 3 of 4 and Eric Gordon going 4 for 7. You take those guys out of their three-point shooting, they didn't do anything. The Blazers didn't foul a ton, 19, which a little high. Shaden had 4 of those and Eubanks had 4 of those, which I think he agreed with exactly 0, which, to be fair, I think he's right. And the Blazers did have 15 turnovers again. A little bit more. I think they had 5 turnovers in the first. Yeah, 5 in the first half, 10 in the second half. Keep playing with that grease pig. Simons and Winslow both lost the ball just off their hands unexpectedly. Nurk, I'm going to criticize Nurk twice tonight. Once for the incredibly hilarious smoke bunny, the other one for sloppy in the passing game in the half court. 1 assist tonight, 4 turnovers. He telegraphed it. But I mean, the Blazers really, they took care of business throughout the game. 32 in the first, 37 in the second. The only bad quarter for the Blazers when they got a little loose there in the second half of the second quarter. Houston scored 35 in the quarter. Otherwise, Houston scores 23, 24, 29. And you had the final, 4 minutes was kind of, it wasn't garbage time, but it felt like garbage time. You could kind of feel where that was sitting at. So overall, I don't think you could ask for a better start for the Trailblazers. 5-1. One bad game, couple coin toss games, a brand of basketball that is very much different than what this team has been on multiple levels. One of the things that I've been looking at and we'll kind of look at going forward is their shot profile, how many threes they're getting, how often a transition they're getting, how good a looks they're getting. How often they're making, or how often they're pushing off of makes, how often they're pushing off of misses, their passing profile, kind of what we've seen from Dame, what we've seen from Ant, Nurk rounding into form, Jeremy Grant being everything we expected, Josh Hart being the best rebounding guard ever, you know, that kind of stuff, and then kind of what the back end guys of the rotation. So Keon has flashed some stuff. Obviously, Shaden has flashed some stuff. And it's there's some stuff there. Shaden's updated percentages. He's shooting 50% from the field, 43% from three, and he's averaging 9.3 points a game. 9 points, three rebounds, and I think that's pretty much it on the highlights. But on his rebounds, he is over one offensive rebound a game. And I feel like he's good for a dunk a game. So if you told me that the Blazers were 5-1 and that Ant was averaging like 23-3, which I think is what he's averaging right now, right? Yeah. And he's shooting 43, 37, 92. Like, that's with his poor start. He's still up there now. And averaging 21 a game. Grant's averaging 16. Nurk's averaging, what, 14-9? 14-12? Jesus. Hart's at 10-9-4. And then Shaden was averaging 9-3. And the Blazers were 5-1. Number one, I'd call you a liar. Number two, I'd say hell yeah. That's a hell of a start to the season, man. Hell of a start to the season. It's been very, very fun. We're going to have 4 days off. I would expect that we get an update on, I've seen a lot of comments already about Gary Payton. Relatively soon. I've mentioned it before. I still, regardless of the update, I wouldn't expect him back till around Thanksgiving. I have not heard about him getting ramped up into 5-on-5 yet. And this is, he's had this surgery before, the abdominal surgery. It's bothered him in the past. So I think they're going to run this very, very slowly and make sure that there's no setbacks. And honestly, right now, they don't need to rush him. So take your time. Everybody chill. When he's ready, he's ready. But I would imagine from the time he starts 5-on-5, it's 2 to 3 weeks before he's like ramped up into the season. And even then, he'll probably be a slow start because he hasn't been playing. So overall, tremendous stuff from the Blazers. Tremendous stuff from the Blazers, truly. Fantastic start. I think you're getting everything you want out of this team right now. You look at where they sit in basically every stat category, and it's tremendous as far as what they're trying to accomplish. I said coming into tonight that if, you know, the season ended right now, they would have the most drive attempts in a, per game in the tracking era, which is 2012-13. So they're attacking the rim more. Their transition percentage is higher than it has been. Let me see if it's... it might be updated now. Let me take a look. Their transition percentage has been one of the highest it's been in years. Teams... transition. Frequency. Portland Trailblazers, 17.4% coming into tonight's game, which is good enough for... what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11th. They're getting into transition the 11th most in the NBA this year. Now, the problem has been is their transition conversion rate is crap. They were second worst coming into tonight's game. The Rockets were dead last. That's something to watch. Their scoring frequency is one of the lowest. What's weird is they're just not hitting shots in transition. Part of that could be some noise from more transition threes, because even though they're getting out in transition more, Shaden, Josh, Jeremy, Drew, I would say is probably a finisher, and Ant to an extent, and Nas. They're still kind of working through it. So Ant struggled to shoot early on, so I think that'll kind of affect some of their transition three-point shooting. Dame had obviously a bad first game. Nurk has smoked some easy stuff. Josh has actually missed a couple. Actually, Josh is underperforming in transition by himself. He typically is getting in transition less than he has been, but finishing significantly more. So he's had a bunch kind of roll out. So these are just kind of trends that I'm watching. I'm like, okay, where are we at now? where have the Blazers been historically? What are the changes? How do they get here? Where do they go from there? And there's just a lot of interesting stuff. And this is what I love so much about having a new team and a new style and taking these risks is that, number one, it's interesting and more for me to dive into. But something that I noticed on Twitter today and I mentioned to somebody else is that for the first time in a long time that there is hope, because there's so much newness and opportunity, and it's not being browbeat to death of like, we've seen this before. We've seen this before. Please make a fundamental change. And they did. They made a fundamental change, and now you're reaping what was originally sown by this group. It could go by the wayside. They've got a 6-game road trip that is going to be a kick in the teeth coming up after that Memphis game on Wednesday. By the way, that game on Wednesday, Damian Lillard is due to be reevaluated. It is the only ESPN game of the season, and it's against Ja Morant. If I were a betting man, I would bet on Damian Lillard playing in that game. Just going to go out on a limb and say that now. So, enjoy it, guys. Have fun. Bask in it. Enjoy the new brand of basketball, the athleticism. Now, this is the drum that I've been banging for 7 years. Get bigger, longer, stronger, more athletic. See what happens. And we're seeing cool stuff. That's really what this boils down to. And enjoy it. Have fun with it. Go crazy. I still, even starting 5-1, I'm not changing my prediction on the season. And it's not me being stubborn. I still see stuff that's problematic for them that other better teams will present problems to. But doesn't mean they can't beat that projection, and doesn't mean they won't beat that projection that I have. I just, for me, there's just more stuff for me to see. So, quick, housekeeping thing. I was at the doctor this morning and I got green lit for surgery. So, and it's probably going to happen before Christmas. So I will probably shut things down for about 2 weeks around Christmas, which is kind of perfect timing. So that'll happen. I'm not going away, but I will be way too high to do the show, and I won't be attending games for probably about 6 weeks. So my thought process is to, if the surgery happens right before Christmas, my hope is that by the All-Star break, I'm off of both crutches and probably just on one, and I can kind of gimp around mode and take the elevator up. So that's just something to kind of keep in the back of your head when, like, if I disappear for a couple weeks, that's where I'm at. I'm not dead, just looking like I'm dead. But don't worry, everything's cool. Again, thank you all for the support. I truly, truly appreciate it. The feedback has been tremendous. You know, people can say what they want in the comment sections, but the views, the downloads, everything else, that's kind of tells the whole story. So thank you, guys. Thank you. We continue to be in the top 20 in the country for NBA shows, which is tremendous. Thank you. I don't know what to say other than thank you. It's truly, truly cool. With that being said, like, rate, review, subscribe. Help us grow the show. Again, if you're watching here live on YouTube or if you're watching in the replays, click subscribe. I'll be getting into some more original content here very soon with some video breakdowns. Focusing on the defense, then I'm going to look at some of the offensive stuff once I have a few more sets to look at. I'm actually really liking what I'm seeing out of timeouts for sure. The offense is still a little clunky. What's weird is that I genuinely believe that the defense is making more sense and being more efficient and effective in what they want to do right now than the offense is. The offense still grinding gears a little bit, but that's okay. Well, I think they're going to meet in that happy place of, hey, let Damon Ant run pick and roll, and also like a very structured offense, because I don't think you can push the slider too far one way or the other and get the most out of this team. So, I'll probably do that on the back end of the road trip. That'll probably be the second video I do. First video I'm doing is on defense and how effective Dame and Ant have or haven't been. I think that's one of the biggest questions everybody had coming into the season was, how good can Dame and Ant be? Can they replicate what him and CJ, where Dame and CJ did offensively, and defensively, can they be as good or better? because they need to be better. And so far for me, the early returns is they are more competitive. But how? So I want to dive into that and show you guys what I found and kind of things to look at, things to watch. But I want to talk to Ant and Dame first and kind of get their feedback, kind of where they find or what they've found in the first six games for Dame, first five. And then we'll go from there. So lots of cool stuff coming up. I appreciate you guys. Thank you all so very much. Enjoy the rest of your Friday nights. And we will be back. Sunday night will be the plan for the live show. Brandon will be back for that. And then we will go from there. So thank you all so very much. Like, review, subscribe, help us grow the show. You can find us wherever you get podcasts and here on YouTube again. Subscribe to the show. Pretty simple, really. Share us with your friends. Share us with your family. Thanksgiving, especially. Thanksgiving's coming up here in a month. Instead of talking politics, talk Jack Ramsey's. Got it? I got to try, man. Sell. You can contact the show, jackramsey@gmail.com, on social media, at Danny Morang, at Brandon Sprague, at Jack Ramsey's, across everything. And then we will see you guys on Sunday. Until then, take care. Talk soon. Bye.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.